We are learning Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately five lines from the top. So it says in five lines from the top, middle of the line, Miyad Nichnasa Lefonov Malchus Raimi. The Malchus of Rome, they came first in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tchila, my time, but why? We know that there were four Malchus that were in Nevuah to Daniel. The four Malchus were Rome, Paras, Bavel, and Yavon. So why did this one go first? Actually, when the Pasuk counts these four different Malchus, they're counted fourth. So why did they come to them first? The Gemara says, because they were the most chashiv. My time was from the chashiva. Umanon the chashiva. How do we know that the chashiv? The chashiv, it says in the Pasuk, that when it talks about the Malchus of Rome, it says, V'sechul kol ara usudushte v'sedekenin. Which means that it sounds like the riot of the Chashev is that they captured the entire world and they destroyed the entire world. They crushed the entire world with their power. V'amar Rabbi Yechonon, zu roimi chayeves. This is Rome, chayeves means harisha. That's this terrible nation called Rome. Shetiva yotza v'chol oilam. Their name went in the entire world. Yotzav Chalayim, their name is known in the whole world. The Mashal is a little different. Shetiva Yotzav Chalayim means that their currency is accepted in the entire world. Their currency was a very strong currency, accepted in the entire world. We'll get back to that soon. Umanalon, the man the Chosv Avresha. Why, when it comes to Peronius, why do you think that the one who is the most cautious should be first? So the Gemara brings a raya from a different look at Rav Chista. Don Rav Chista, Melech v'Tzibur. When there's a Melech and a Tzibur, they have to judge. Melech nichnas tchila. The Melech goes in first. The King goes in first. Ladin. Shneimer says in the pasuk. This is regarding Shlomo Melech. It says, "Lasois mishpat avdoi u'mishpat ami Yisrael." You first take care of mishpat avdoi. You judge your Eved, which is Shlomo Melech, u'mishpat ami Yisrael. But time of my, what's the time of reason? What's the time of the craw? Why the melech is first? It's not that a chera, it's the melech should wait outside. That before, this is the kaviyachal, obviously it's hard to understand what this means, but it means the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or the judge, a regular judge, he sees a bunch of people and keeps on hearing not such good things, it builds up, I had enough already. So therefore, it's better if the melech goes in first before the charei naf. So therefore, the minig is, when it comes to din, the most chashuv goes first. And therefore, Rome went first into din. And now the question is, did they keep the Torah, or did they help keep the Torah or the mitzvahs, in order for they should be zeichet the schar? So, Amar lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my asak them, what did you do to help out this world? Oymer lefana, barim shleilam, harvei shvakim takninu. We made tons of marketplaces, harvei machatzoyis asinu, we made different bathhouses, harvei kesev azov abinu, we increased the economy with kesev azov, unbelievable economy. But kulam asinu, we only did this, el b'shvil Yisrael, kadesh yashkim v'tayra. This whole thing was for the Yidin to be able to be oisik v'tayra. Whatever you do, did it for yourself, for your own comforts. You made marketplaces to have all the comforts plus zoinis, to have everything. Like the Rishonim speak out that he could have just said that they did it to buy things, but we want to give them much gnai as possible, so we say zoinis. That's what Tyson learns later on. Merchatzoyes, what you made bathhouse? You know what? La'adim b'hem ba'atzvachem, to enjoy yourself, not in the for the Torah, for the Eden. Kesev azov shaliu, and kesev azov. I said you have a good economy. That's up to me, because economy is not up to a person. The guy could do business, not make any money. Hashem is the one who runs the world. Shenamar liyak kesev liyazov no Hashem tzvakos. So klum yesh b'chem maged zoyes. Do you have any Torah? Shenamar mi b'chem yaged zoyes vein zoyes al Torah. Shenamar v'zoyes al Torah shamayisha. So he said, do you have any Torah? You don't have any Torah. So what happened over here? The Romans tended that they made marketplaces, they made all these things. We did it for the Jews. So Hashem says back to him, you didn't do it for the Jews, you did it for yourself. Frank the Brisk Rav, very famous Brisk Rav, in Stak Doma, to say for Bereshis, he has two kashas. Kasha number one is that we're talking about Lasa Lavai. This is the Oilam Emes. How are they lying and saying we did it for the Yidden? We did it for himself. That's number one. And question number two is, that's Shaitim Shabalim, Shakronim Shabalim. What's Shaitim Shabalim? Zokta Briskarov, they were right. Everything in this world only happens because of Klai Yisrael. So it means all their success happened for Klai Yisrael. And really, they have a schus. Everything that Klai Yisrael had was because of them. The problem was they had the wrong kavana, the wrong intention. All they needed was to change the intention, and everything would have been gavaldik. So he says, shaitim shavaylam. You had the wrong intention. If you would have had the right intention, you also could have enjoyed yourself also. But with the right intention, it could have been mamish because of the Eden Isaac Torah. That's all you needed. And that's what they call shaitim shavaylam. A big aside over here, you see that someone has a job, the Ruchim Reis Shalzasu, anyone who has some kind of job that they're helping people, even if they're making money for it, they're doing it for panasa, but if they're the right kavana, doing it to help people, it turns into mamish, the schus that could have saved Rome, lost a lot of it. So that was the end of Rome. So Yatsu bepache nefesh. They went out bepache nefesh, which means they went out disappointed. They couldn't, they lost. In came Yatsu Malchus Remi, out went Malchus Remi, Venikus of Malchus Paras. In came the Malchus of Paras, called Persia, Malchus of Paras, Acharah. They were the ones who ruled over Klai Yisrael from the end of Galus Bavel until a few years into the Beis Hamikdash Sheni. My timer, why they go next to Hakashiva? Because they're Chashiv Asherah. Then the second, the Chamos Chashiv. And how we know the Chsiv? It says in the pasuk when it appears this Galus Aparas, it says Va'aru Cheva Acharei Tinyano Domyo LeDoiv. They're similar to a beer. And Vitani Rav Yosef, Elu Parsiim Shoichlam Veshoyisim Gadoiv, they eat and drink like a doiv. They eat a lot and drink a lot. So Volam Basa Gadoiv, they're very fat. They're very full of basa, full of flesh like a doiv. Megavim Seir Gadoiv, a lot of hair like a doiv. Veelam Nucha Gadoiv, they can't stay in one place like a doiv. Now, how do you know that's the second the most chashuv? The Tosfos already asked. Ad Rav Malchus Bavel is Nimshal La'ari Talayim. Zok Tosfos V'Yashloim at the Afagav the Ari Melech. A beer is more cunning and stronger and more aggressive than a lion. That's why they're second to after Rome. What do you do? We made a lot of bridges. We captured a lot of different cities. We made a lot of wars. But kulam lo yasinu ela b'shul yisrael. This is for Klai Yisrael. They should ask about Torah. They should have. They should be oisik b'Torah. We have bridges and cities and mechamas that they should be able to learn Torah peacefully. Amalem v'karis baruch hu kol ma'asha asisem l'tzarich atzbechem asisem. You did everything for yourself. To kantem gesharim. Why? Why do you make bridges? Litol mechas to collect taxes. Krochim lasis b'mengaria. You have to have more cities. You need more bigger army. You have to have more army. Mechamas. You need people for the army. You have to capture cities. Mechamos, ani asisi. That you want, mechamos, not up to you. Shnei Hashem ish mechama. So klum yesh bechem magazoyz. Do you have any Torah? How do you know magazoyz means Torah? First of all, the pasuk says shnei miyich bechem yagazoyz. That pasuk says, which says kol goyim yikvatu, it says mi yagel mi bechem yagazoyz. Veinzoyz al Torah. Shnei miyich Torah. Shasam Moshe. Miyad yotzu mefano pachin nefesh. They went out bepachin nefesh, disappointed. So Mara asked that the Chimiach had the Chazus Malchus Paras Malchus Roimi. Malchus Paras saw Roim try to tie his zechayis and didn't work out. So why did they go in? What are they thinking? Why are they better than Rome? Malchus had the Chazus Malchus Paras Malchus Roimi. Lo Mahanya of Lemidi. My time Ayla. Why did they go? Why did they go in? Amri. So the reason why they thought they'd be better is they said we know Paras helped to build the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash. They built it actually. The Melech Paras, the Yavash, they helped build the Beis Hamikdash. So they said, we helped build the Beis HaMikdash. Rome destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So we thought we were better off. It says, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We built it. And the Tosfos already asked, so why don't we say, when they said what you did, so they said we built bridges, we did this, why don't we say they built the Beis HaMikdash? So Tosfos answers, that was only one dar. We want to know what they did all the dars. That's the Tosfos answers. Other nations came in, and also couldn't win. If the first two didn't win, why do they think they'll come out ahead? Those at least they was mashav b'Yisrael. They made Yisrael avodim slaves. Vanan lo yishabanu. We were mashav b'Yisrael. Maishna hani dechashivi. Why didn't the Gemara bring down these nations by name? Paras and Rome, the Malchus will be till Mashiach comes. That's why it's mentioned. Now Tosfos speaks out. The Rebbe asks the Mashcha. I see the Paras people beyadreim me. Hanu samach bias Mashiach. Paras will fall in the hands of Rome. Samach bias Mashiach. The Rebbe and I see the Malchus reim which tipshet al kolim tipshet chadashim nine chadashim. So why is it significant? Because the Rebbe was busy with this. if you think about it, what was the characteristics of Rome? First of all, like the Masha says, Tiva Yatsubaila means their currency is accepted in the entire world. And what were they busy with? Making marketplaces and merchatoyas. Why? For Zainais, for Adin, for their own comforts. This sounds very much like America. America, they're all busy with comforts. Their dollar is accepted in the entire world. There's no other currency accepted in the entire world besides for the American dollar. So therefore, it sounds like America is Rome. And already, I think the Ben Ishchai already said this, that America is Rome. And Paras, we know, is Persia, is Iran. So the Olam is very busy with this, that you see that 9 months before Mashiach, the Rome will Paras will fall into the hands of Rome, and then 9 months later Mashiach will come. So Shtikal and Yonah the Yoma. Okay. Zog the Gemara Vayta. Oimrim Lefano Rabbein Shloilam. Klum, so he said, now Rabbein Shloilam has a tiny of them, you didn't keep the Torah. He says, okay, we didn't keep the Torah. We didn't have the Torah. Oimrim Lefano Rabbein Shloilam. Klum Nesat Lonuv Lekablonuva. Did you give us the Torah? We're a Makabalit? We never gave us the Torah. What do you want? Afraid the Gemara, what do you mean? We never offered you the Torah? Well, me matzi lemeima haki. How could the Umais say, the nation say, they would not offer the Torah? V'aksiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'ayoyim ha-Hashem mesinai ba, v'zorach meseir lamai. Hashem mesinai ba, v'zorach meseir lamai, seir is Esau, v'aksiv, eloya mitayman yavai, ma boye b'seir, ma boye b'paron. What's doing in Seir, what was doing in Paron? This Pasuk, eloya mitayman yavai, v'kodesh mahar Paron. So Paron is Yishmal. You see, he offered to Esau, he offered to Yishmal, he offered the Torah to other nations. So what are you saying that they said that we never got the Torah? We could have got the Torah. They didn't accept the Torah. Until they came to Klai Yisrael, and they were Kabbalit. This is what they were saying. What do you want from us? Did we accept it and we didn't keep it? We never got the Torah. I know you offered to us. We never got it. So here, I brought it back. Okay, so why didn't you accept the Torah? So this was, now they come with a different time. Rabbanu Shlomo, Kulum Kafes Aleinu Har Kigigas, did you force us? Klai Yisrael got forced to keep the Torah. Did you force us with Har Kigigas Loi Kabalanua? Kamoisha Sisali Yisrael, like you did to the Klai Yisrael, the Chsiv Ayisiatsu Utaka Sahar, Vamrav Dimi Bar Chama, Malame Chakafa Hakaris Baruchu Har Kigigas Ay Yisrael. You see, Hakaris Baruchu held a mountain on top of Klai Yisrael with like a barrel and said, if you don't keep it, I'm going to drop it on you. So you see, they were forced. That's the Muslims said, they didn't do this for us. V'am matam ha-kamas terem mutav, v'mlav, shom tei kvuraschem, there should be a kvura. M'yad om ha-kariz baruch hu. So ha-kariz baruch hu said, good, it sounded like it was good taina. They were going to say ha-kariz baruch hu. They said, oh, it's good taina. They weren't forced. Which betzem, Machruz had a good ahara, the lechayre, the stickle pircha to this taina. We know Klai Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma first. And then was Har Kigigas. Why Har Kigigas? The Tosfos already asked Kash B'Shechah Shabbos. Either because Tar Shabbat Peh, or because he wanted him to be Chayzer. But they never said Nasa v'nishma. So you have to know what the taina was, but it sounds like it was a good taina. So now God Baruch Hu says, but I have a different taina on you. You know, you did have some mitzvahs, and you didn't keep it. You had the Sheva mitzvahs in Noach, and you didn't keep those. So the Rishonis, did you listen to the first mitzvahs? Shenema Rishonis Yashmiunu. Sheva mitzvahs shekibaltem, the seven mitzvahs that you were mekabel, hechan kiyamtem, were you mekayim those?
Yeah, but there wasn't tough on
Har-Kigis, of course. No, but this they accepted. This they accepted. They didn't need Har-Kigis for seven mitzvahs. That you didn't need to read. They got for the Torah, the Har-Kigis. Here, the whole time it was, we never got the Torah. You never forced to get the Torah. But here, the seven mitzvahs, we kabel. So hechan. So Marz is known to the Kaim. How do you know the word Kaim is seven mitzvahs? So I'm going to turn around to Yosef. Omad v'yemoided eretz ra'a v'yater goyim. And what does that mean? Ra'a v'yater goyim. My ra'a. Ra'a zayim mitzvahs shekiblu aleihem b'nei noyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the seven mitzvahs that they were mekabel v'loi kaimum. They were not mekaimit. Kibin shloi kaimum omad v'atir lehem. Since they were not mekaimit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and was matir and said, okay, you don't have to keep the seven mitzvahs. Freyti Gemara is skuri isker. Is this like a game? They're gaining. They had seven mitzvahs because they were mekayim. We say you don't have to keep it. They're gaining from the deal. That's shver. So after Gemara, Amar Mar Brei Ravina on top of Gimel Amar Aleph Loimar Sha'af Apish Mekayim my son to teach us even though they were mekayim the sheva mitzvahs. B'nei Noach, today, Eimekam Meschar. We're doing like this. About, so it's Shad HaLearn, but it means like this, that What it means, v'yatela means, we took away the schar. Even if they keep the mitzvahs, we took away the schar. Now, it's a big shaila and how to learn up Rashi. Does it mean that they don't have a seven mitzvahs anymore? Or they have the mitzvahs, so they don't get schar. It's not like a tzivui, really. It's like a, it's just they have to keep it in a certain way.
It's like a
rishon. Yeah, it's like a rishon. So the big problem is that the Gemara's in Vuy a bunch of times is they didn't lift an iver to a goy. Let's say for Avodah Zarah or for Eved Menachai. And the problem is, if it's not a real mitzvah, so then what's the lifnei iver? So Be'etzem, Rashi on Davov asked this kasha. There's a Rashi on Davov, those who want to look it up, it's more to the bottom Ramad, almost by the bottom Ramad, where it says lifnei iver, there Rashi lifnei iver. So there Rashi says, Unihida amaron omad ve'tiron miyu al yavru al yadecha sharei yasidim ein litin es adin al she'em mekayim oisam. They do get a little bit of oinish, but not mekayim it. Va'afi she'em lem schar b'kiyuma. Even the Ram Schar, there's episode of Oinish. So there's something here. It's some kind of Oinish, but it's not Mamash HaMitzvah. You have to know, Ayin the Chsam Sofer talks about this and Pnei Yeshua and others. So back out to our Gemara of Gimel Aleph. So it says that what it means, Yat Oisa means they're not going to get Schar even if they're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it's not a gain. It's not a Choyte Niska. Vreitim Arvaloi, they don't get Schar. Vatayin learned in the Brice. So Hoyer Meo Imer, Menayin Shafilu Oyved Kechavim Vaisik Vatayra. How do you know even someone serves a Vatayra, he's Oisik Vatayra, Kohen Gadol. He's like a Kohen Gadol, and he gets Schar, just like a Kohen Gadol gets Schar when he does mitzvahs and does Torah, learns Torah, same thing for a guy. Tamalem Ashi Yasa Oysum Odom Vachaybem. Vachaybem means, according to Rashi and Chumash, Vachaybem Loilam Abo. So that's the Sayyidi Yaakov learns. Ashi Yasa Odom Vachaybem means, if he does the mitzvahs Vachaybem, he'll get schar. And don't say, Kahanim Velovim Vishraelim Loinam, Erla Odom. Ha Odom, it says. Yasa Odom, Holamata Shalavil Oyvet Chom Vaisivitara, Rehu Kohen Gadol. He's like, Kohen Gadol, he gets schar like Kohen Gadol. Taisus speaks out. There's two Taisus going to speak out. First of all,
there's only proving that there's such a thing as
schar. Right.
There's
no shreches to shemitzvah. No, you see, no. It's not Taisus. Let's Taisus. What's Taisus? What did he learn? What's Taisus mean? Look, Taisus. Pirish b'sheva Taisus the master shafilu. Pirish b'sheva mitzvah shalahem. The old shar mitzvah of Sanhedrin. I believe my ustara chayiv misa actually. So it means those that Torah. So you see, he gets schar for that Torah. Obviously, there's schar for those mitzvahs. And why is there reik kohen gadol? It says halchanal kohen gadol because there's a gemara somewhere else. It says yikari. That Torah is better than Pnimim, which is Kohen Gadol Nichas of Naiv Lefnim. In any case, we see they do get the Schar. Eloi Meloch, Shem Mekabim Schar, Kemitsuva Vaisa. They don't get Schar like someone has a Tzivui to do it. El Kemishaina Mitsuva Vaisa, like someone does not have a Tzivui. Someone's commanded a Mitsuva gets more Schar. Don't Chanina, Gadol Mitsuva Vaisa, Yoisuva Shaina Mitsuva Vaisa. That someone who does a Mitzvah because he's commanded gets more Schar than any Mitsuva Vaisa. What's the reason? So Taisa says over here, small Taisa says, the Master Gadol. Pirish, it's very nerve-wracking for him. And therefore, he gets more schar. So we'll stop here till next year. That Lamaisim coming out that the Umas Oilam are tining. Yeah, they were tining that we kept the Torah. We would have kept the Torah if we gave it to us. I gave you seven mitzvahs. He didn't keep that. And then the more goes discussion, I will matter, no schar, but the taka, there is no schar like a mitzvah v'oisah.